All right,
All right,
we
well,
are live, Jeff.
yep. Welcome everybody to this board meeting for the PID, and I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome everybody. So let's go ahead and start. Kind of the first item of business on the agenda is a board member report. Anything from the other board members that they would like to discuss to get this started?
Things are going well. We've got interest in land and we've got sales that are occurring. But we're nice to see progress.
Fantastic. And Joe, I know that some of the road work has been progressing. Do you want to give a quick update on road work that's been completed and that's projected?
60 West has been paved, 275 West has started, and 500 South will be partially completed as part of the 275 project.
Fantastic. That's great. Yeah, good to see progress happening and things moving forward. With no other board member reports, we'll move to the next item on the agenda, and that's the approval of the minutes from the prior meeting. So the prior meeting was held January 6th, 2026, and the meeting, the minutes summarizing what was discussed at that meeting are listed in the board packet. Is there a motion to approve these minutes from the prior meeting?
Yes, I'd be happy to make that motion.
And can I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the prior meeting on January 6th, 2026. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, it's unanimous. So those minutes have been approved. The next item on the agenda is annual OPMA training. And so for this, Jay, do you want me to turn it over to you to review this line item?
As we when I was looking at the agenda and just looking back at the minutes from January 6th, I realized we didn't have that training done as part of it. So normally you have to do this once a year, each trustee. It depends on if you sit on other boards. I'm not aware that any of you do. So I have a quick presentation that satisfies that training requirement. And then we'll just note it for the minutes for the next one. And so what I have is a, I'm going to share what change what I'm sharing to this quiz. And you go through, there's 10 questions. We'll go through them really quick, and then that'll be that. So, the Open and Public Meetings Act is what this annual training is for. And this is the first question is the legislative intent of the Open and Public Meetings Act is for public bodies to deliberate and act civilly, respectfully, openly, or transparently. The answer is in the name, it is openly. The others are byproducts of it, but the answer is openly. And that's defined in code. The second question is, and feel free to, if you have any questions or clarification that you'd like to make, feel free to stop me, but I'll just kind of go through it. Number two is how is a quorum defined in the act? A is a simple majority, B, three or more members, C is the minimum number needed to hold a valid meeting, and D is the number of people needed to conduct official business of the body. And the answer is simple majority. And this is all of these things are true except for B for all of them, but A is how it's defined in the act. Number three, how soon do approved minutes need to be posted to for the public? And it is within 3 business days after approving the written minutes, within 30 days after holding the open meeting, or within 7 calendar days of approving, or D, as soon as reasonably possible. The answer is three, and that is within 3 days after approving the written minutes of them. So what that means is these ones will be posted to the public notice website that we just approved now that they've been approved. Now, so if it was within 30 days of the holding that January meeting, we're obviously past that, but that's okay. The next one is what is a justifiable reason you may hold a closed meeting? We have it on our agenda to kind of help things stay easy to keep track of, which is it is not to discuss a controversial recommendation or to learn confidential details or to interview a person applying to fill an elected position. But it can be used for discussing reasonably pending or reasonably imminent litigation. A time noted, how much time is required to notice a public meeting? So is A, at least 24 hours. B, if regular meetings are held, annual notice is required. C, not less than 24 hours. Or D, all of the above. I like this one because it is all of the above, because even though it says at least 24 and not less than 24 hours, and they mean the same thing, it's stated different ways in different places in the act. Actually in the same section. So number six, how often is a public body required to complete this training? It's annually. That's why we're doing it now. Seven, what is something that does not need to be recorded in the official minutes? Everything else here does, except the verbatim dialogue. We do have the recording requirement that covers the verbatim dialogue, and that doubles for the minutes, even though the minutes get to become the official record of the meeting. Number seven, what is something that does not need, or sorry, number eight, which of these is not a requirement for electronic meetings? A is adoption of the rule of resolution, always having an anchor location where the public may attend, give public notice of the electronic meeting, or except for unanimous votes, all votes shall be taken by roll call. This is kind of a trick question now because of the change in the law this year for PIDs that now require the meeting to be held in the location of the either the boundaries or the creating entity. So as a PID, you have to have an anchor location where the public may attend, but that's only for PIDs going forward. So, but that is the standard rule. Nine, which of these would not be a public meeting regulated by the Open and Public Meetings Act? And it's a Liberty Fest, a social gathering, or a chance gathering at the grocery store. None of those are regulated. So the answer is D. And finally, what must be included on the agenda? Dress code, the Pledge of Allegiance, and action items are not necessary for every agenda. What you do need is reasonable specificity about topics that are actually being considered at the meeting. So
Hey,
there you go.
Jay, just one quick question on number seven
Yeah.
on the minutes for item D, the recording. Is that recording uploaded to a website that's publicly available, or is that
Yes.
held and available upon request?
It is uploaded to the public notice website where we post our meetings.
Got it. Okay.
So, okay. With that, your training is done.
Okay.
So,
Thank you. That was very good.
so
Helpful
go.
to do, and thank you for preparing that for us.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll consider that completion of agenda item number four, the OPMA training. And so the next item on the agenda is the annual compliance, an update including the state auditor fraud risk assessment. So do you want to lead our discussion about
Yeah,
that
so I just kind
annual
of want to
compliance?
give. We looked at this. This is a draft. We'll complete it. These are pretty standard. This is a required document that's called the fraud risk assessment that every governmental entity in the state of Utah has to complete and submit every year to the state auditor. I've gone through all the information that I have and marked all the appropriate boxes. By and large, these are either covered or not applicable. So we fall into a low or very low category depending on where it is. Basically, for a PID like this, all of the separation of authorities and how money is spent and whatnot, which is the largest chunk of this, are covered by the contractual obligations of the professionals involved, which is this top item. And then we have written policies covering a lot of these things already. To the extent that they apply at all, and we can adopt them. So we don't there's no action item on this. I just kind of wanted to update for the record that we're going through those things. There are transparency reports that we'll submit to the state auditor as well that basically just acknowledge that there have been no board actions, no board compensation, no expenditures because the PID doesn't have any funds itself. So all of those are really easy. Most of those are emails that we send and confirm, so that there's a paper trail that it's in writing. So that's kind of just the update on where things are. This is a even if there's no activity, it's just something that has to happen. It's part of the maintaining the entity item.
Okay, that makes sense. That's helpful. So no action needed from the
No
board.
action, no action needed on that one.
Yep, just kind of an update. Well, thank you for the update. And so it looks like the next item on the agenda is the budget resolution. And I think you already kind of reviewed it briefly for 26 and 27. Do we want to go into it in a little bit more detail?
So what's presented is actually a written resolution that covers three things. One is an amendment confirmation of the 26 budget showing $0 expenditures and revenues, and an amended tentative but or sorry a tentative budget for the upcoming fiscal year, also showing zeros until we have clear direction. So there will likely be an amendment in fiscal year 27. And then the third item that is covered is setting the date and time of a public hearing to receive comments on those $0 budgets. It is we have to have this meeting in order to set the hearing for that public hearing. So there's no public comment now, but at the next one we would have to open up a budget hearing to allow any input and comments on the budget before it becomes the final budget that gets presented and sent to the state auditor, and so forth. So those will be available upon request, the budgets. They have to be made available to the public, but we don't have to post them necessarily. We may post them anyway, just because it's a simpler way to do that, and posting this resolution that states that everything is zeros across the board satisfies that. So that's the long and short of it. We have to go through this two-step process, and this is the first step for 26 and 27.
And do we want to go ahead and set the time for that meeting now? And is that the next board meeting that we had contemplated?
Right. So I've plugged that in here as
Okay.
and so if we need to change that, we need to make that as part of the motion. But as it's presented, it would be June 23rd at 3 p.m., same location with remote participation for the board.
Yep. That date and time still works for me. Does that work for everybody else?
I'm pulling it up right now. Thank you for asking, reminding me. The 23rd.
Yes.
Yes, and I will be in Ephraim that day, most likely.
Okay. And Joe, do you know if you're planning on being in Ephraim? Because, Jay, didn't you mention that there might be some business that required people to be in person, have
If we
a
have that, we
quorum
can
in
talk about
person?
that one later, but
Okay.
just for purposes of setting this hearing time, let's just see. We don't need people on site, but it's good to know.
Yep.
Right now we just need to know if we're sticking with that time or if we need to change it.
The 23rd works for me.
Great.
Okay. So we have a motion. Or sorry, Jeff.
Yep. Can I get a motion to establish that date of June
Well,
23rd as,
the motion
or do you,
is for all three items under the
for
budget
all?
resolution.
All right. I like it. Let's be efficient. Can I hear a motion from somebody to adopt the 2020, the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026 budget and the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027 budget, and establishing a time for the public hearing to receive comments for those budgets.
So moved.
And can I get a second?
Second by Mike.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving and adopting those budgets and establishing the hearing to discuss those budgets, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, it's unanimous. So those budgets have been adopted and the hearing time has been set. All right, the last item on the agenda before adjourning is a potential closed session. Does anybody have any reason to recommend that we have a closed session?
None from legal. No.
And
None.
none for me. Great. Well, hearing
None.
none, we'll move past that item. And so the final item is adjournment. So thanks everybody for joining this board meeting. And having completed all of the items on the agenda, we'll, can I hear a motion for adjournment from somebody?
I move that we adjourn.
Do I hear a
Seconded.
second? It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Right.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous again. We'll consider this meeting adjourned.